we'll go ahead with this spot in 30 seconds from now.
WHO, this is Herb Plambeck broadcasting from one of the evacuation hospitals on the 7th Army trip. Our Army wire recorder has been set up in the headquarters section of this interesting tent city. A huge red cross marking each tent, as well as the area itself. We're in a lovely valley somewhere in Germany, and present are some distance from the battle line. Nearby is a little town, not badly damaged by war. Its church steeples quite prominent against the blue-gray evening sky. We've had intermittent rain and sunshine here this afternoon. Apple trees, some of them in full blossom, add to the beauty of our setting, as do the deeply cultivated nearby hillsides and vineyards and the pine trees farther away. Convoys of trucks are rumbling along the road, and planes are occasionally heard and seen overhead. And ambulances are near us here, reminding us that war is not forgotten. This particular unit is the 11th Evacuation Hospital. In previous broadcasts, you've heard several members of its personnel. Now let's meet some more Iowans. First, Lieutenant Bruce Smith of North English, the adjutant. Lieutenant Smith, for the information of our listeners, many of whom owe much to hospitals like this, tell us what an evacuation unit like this does.
Well, we furnish medical attention to combat service. Not only battle casualties, but those who require medical attention for various other reasons. At present, our patients are predominantly battle patients. During static phases of the campaign, work still goes on, although it is very much different. In a hospital of this type, we have many specialists, medical officers, dental, and administrative officers. Nurses, enlisted personnel who have been trained for specific tasks in the treatment of battle wounds.
Yes, and everyone is a master in his or her own field. A word about the tents. I know the receiving, dental, and registration tents are in this row. How about some of the others?
Well, to the rear of the area, we have our surgery. It's set up in a large blue tent, as you can see. Then the ward tents, surgical wards, medical wards, and to the far end of the area, the officers' quarters, the officers' mats, and then on our left, the enlisted quarters. And the large tent to the rear and right is our theater.
Oh, yes. And you have quite a number of Iowans here.
Yes, we do have, Herb.
Fine. I'm going to turn to some of them right now. Next, to one of those who works with the personnel, Sergeant Arnold Hansen of Sioux City, where his mother and dad are listening in. Sergeant, how long have most of the folks in this group been in service?
30 months.
And how long overseas?
Well, 30 months overseas and 4 years in
Europe. You've been in the Army longer than what you thought at the moment. Well, it's been a long time. What countries have you been in the 30 months you've been overseas?
France, Morocco, Tunisia, Sicily, Italy, France,
now Germany.
You have certainly seen a lot of country and a lot of service. Thanks to you, Sergeant Hansen. Now let's turn to one of the Army nurses, Lieutenant Lillian Nabb. Lieutenant Nabb, where is your home?
My home is in Sibley, Iowa.
And who are the folks up there?
My mother and father and 2 sisters.
Fine. We are certainly hoping the family is listening in, and I'm sure they are. Lieutenant, will you say a word about the boys who come to you as battle casualties?
Well, what impresses me the most is how glad the boys are to be here and to have good food and a cot, even though there are no sheets in the pillowcases, and to have someone they can talk to. They even appreciate a tent stuff over their heads.
Yes, we can understand that they do, and those that I've seen have looked very courageous, and they certainly look as though they are happy to have such splendid care, the kind you and the surgeons and the others here are giving them. Thanks to you, charming Lieutenant William Knott. I'd like to talk now to one of the boys who has something to do with the preparation of the food, which is also very important at a hospital like this. He's Tech 4, Leonard Hollersberger. Let's see, you're from Powhatan County, aren't you, Leonard?
Yes, sir.
What town?
Brooklyn Ave.
And the folks are living there then?
Yes.
Just what is your work?
Well, one of the cooks is detached with kitchen right now, sir.
Fine, then you can say a word about the food and the food that our farm people back home are bringing to you here.
Well, we have quite a lot of it. It comes from almost all over back in the state. A lot of it comes from Ohio.
Fine. How about the quality?
Quality of it seems to be pretty good.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us, Leonard, and we'll be enjoying some of that food a little later. It takes some men skilled in other professions, and among them, the utilities work. The next Iowa guest has a word in mind. Let's see, Corporal, your name is Jones, I believe.
Yes, sir, Corporal Harold Jones.
And where are your folks?
In Williamsburg.
Oh, fine. And what is your department's responsibility?
We install electricity throughout the hospital. We have communication system and run disinfestor and shower unit and do repair work throughout the hospital.
You have a big job on your hands. Thank you. Now let's go to Sergeant Irving Gordon Duell of Alcona. I think that's where the Cassous County Advance is printed, isn't that right?
That's right, sir.
And your father, I believe, is the editor. You keep the records here, and I know that you know the folks pretty well. Do these folks think about the post-war period after Brown?
Oh, quite a little, huh? Quite a few making plans for returning to their old jobs back home. Also, a lot of them are getting ready to take up some of the courses and study.
That's an interesting point. Thanks to you, Sergeant Duell, and we're hoping that the folks back home have been listening in. And now to Tech 4, William Buchholz. Let's see, your home is where?
In Des Moines, sir.
And who's there?
My wife, Margaret.
Oh, yes. I think you told me you knew Ted Sands, didn't you?
Yes, I do. Very well.
So what is your work?
I work in the operating surgical technician.
That calls for?
Well, making instrument setups, sterilizing the supplies we use in the operating room, mixing blood plasma, and various and sundry duties.
Well, you mentioned blood plasma. Would you say a word about that?
Well, it's something very necessary
we have around here. Well, but I can appreciate that, and I know the folks back home will understand just what you mean. Well, I think we must run along to our next guest, and after all, a program like this wouldn't be complete without a word from one of the patients. We couldn't, of course, call on one of the battle casualties, one of those who was wounded, but we were able to find another young officer who ran at a chapel. He's Lieutenant Crosby Smith of the 3rd Division, who's had a little tooth trouble. Lieutenant Smith, where is your family?
My family right now is in Davenport, Iowa. My wife and family are in Sioux Falls.
Good. And what have you to offer regarding the treatment here at the 11th Evacuation Hospital, where you have been a patient?
More than myself, as the other patients of the hospital, are grateful to the Medical Corps for the modern miracles they work every day on the battlefield.
Thank you, Lieutenant Crosby Smith of Davenport. And that concludes our broadcast from the 11th Evacuation Hospital, one of these wonderful institutions doing so much, working so many miracles for our boys. And now, this is Herb Planbeck, returning you to WHO.
That's all we have for you in DC. Thank you. Hello, WQV.